he shall receive an hundredfold and shall possess life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Gospel, Jesus warns us against riches. It's not anything wrong to have lots of money, but a rich person very easily grows proud and uses his wealth to satisfy his evil desires and temptations. A rich person like this feels comfortable and totally satisfied with his possessions and has no interest for grace or the treasures which God has promised us in heaven. And this was the situation of a young Italian nobleman who lived 1,000 years ago, named Romuald, and he is our today's saint. Romuald lived a lazy life of pleasure, and he had therefore many temptations, so much so that he had to keep himself busy by doing hunting in the woods. Romuald's father was a similar character, but since he was older, the father was much more hardened in doing his own will, so much so that when he quarreled with a relative about a piece of land, he killed him in a duel. His son Romuald, who was then 20 years old, was so horrified by this murder which his father committed that he wanted to enter a monastery to do a 40 days penance for the sin of his father. Romuald did not plan to stay, but he was so moved and touched by the good example of the monks that he decided to become a monk himself. And this way he started his career, so to speak, as a monk, which lasted 100 years, because he was as old as 120 when he died. But Saint Romuald did not just want to become a religious. He wanted to become like Saint John the Baptist had been in the Gospel, and he moved to live as a hermit in a wild desert place. And in this desert, he built a church which was surrounded with a number of separate cells for other hermits to live in. And these hermits were called the Camaldolese, and that monastery order became famous of being one of the most strict congregations in the whole church. The monks always worked very hard and prayed a lot, and they held a very strict fast, and most peculiarly, they never spoke a word except when doing their prayers. Over Saint Romuald truly became one of the reformers of the religious life. He was so widely known and so esteemed of his good life that other people wanted to follow him as well, to retire from the busy life of the world and concentrate to give their whole life and their whole service to God Almighty. And Romuald did not have his setbacks in his life as a religious. Once, when he was already over 100 years old, he was accused of a certain sin which he never had committed. But Saint Romuald did not become angry or take revenge, even when he was not allowed to say Mass for 6 months. Instead, he chose to stay silent in the face of his calumniators, and he wanted to suffer the persecution just like Jesus had remained silent and suffered on his way of the cross. Finally, God showed that Saint Romuald was innocent, and he was restored in saying the Mass and restored into his good life of prayer, penance, and fasting, until he finally died as a very holy man at the age of 120. Children, from his life, the life of Saint Romuald, we should learn and remember that it is easy to follow Jesus in everything good when everything goes as we would please it to go. But sometimes, or in fact many times in your life, you face a situation where you also need to follow Jesus in his sufferings. The disciples of Jesus once asked that if it's so hard to give up riches and give up your own will, who then can be saved? The disciples knew very well how much rich people cling to their riches and how much poor people desire to possess them, namely riches. And Jesus said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." So children, never give up rooting away and getting rid of your bad habits. In your life you might have many things which you yourself would like to get into your get to you. Sometimes it is riches that you want, lots of money or a nice house or even a castle. But many times it is bad habits that you rather spend time in recreation and watching sports or playing when it would be time to do work or when it would be time to do prayer. And oftentimes in your life, it is just simply that you want to do your own will instead of the will of your superior or the will of God. All these things, whether riches, bad habits, or doing your own will, all those should be rooted away from you, and you must become and stay as Christians, that is, followers of Jesus, both in the good days and also in the bad days. Because with God, you can and you will become a saint, because as his grace is sufficient to make you one. Remember the good example of all the saints you learn in this school, and remember often to ask God to make you a saint, make you a good and perfect follower of Jesus, the one who has redeemed you and whom you very much want to follow in good days and in bad days. And when he finally redeems you and takes you to heaven, that will be the end of bad days and the permanent and perpetual good days in heaven will begin. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.